Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Maxwell with the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one to the batter. Well-struck ball by Mallory Wallace. The ball just kind of kept rising up. Outfielders haven't had a lot of plays today. There's the pitch, and it's down low. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Mallory Wallace back to second base. One ball and one strike to the hitter. The pitch, ripped in the air to right center. Going back, the right fielder, back. She's got it at the warning track. Jaden Boland hauls it in. Molly Hansen gave it a good ride out there, and that one is caught for the out. Wow. In the inning for Brookwood, they score a run. They do it with a hit, and there were no errors. One left aboard. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Ithaca 3, Brookwood 1. In WIAA sectional softball from WRCO Sports.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Mallory Wallace warming up for her fifth inning of work for Brookwood. She'll face the top of the Ithaca order, Ariana Lewis, Holly King, and J.C. Maxwell. The throw goes down to second base and around the horn for the Falcons. 3-1. Bulldogs leading here. And Lewis today flew out to center field her first time up and to the left fielder her second time up. Wallace set to work in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch down low. One ball and no strikes to Lewis. Top three in the order for the Bulldogs. Wallace rocks and fires. That one is low. Two balls and no strikes. Lots of fans on hand. Lots of youngsters here. There's a bouncer towards second. Nice glove by Posh. Throws her out over to Hansen. One up and one down. Like to see those young ladies, the elementary school kids here watching this and taking it all in. And it won't be long that hopefully many of them will be out here on the diamond. Holly calls timeout and stands in. 0 for 2 today. The pitch changeup is called a little bit low. Or is it? Oh, there's that delayed strike again. Nothing in one. Holly calls time. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. Again, all the respect for the umpires, but when I'm a long ways away, the audio strike I can't hear. I'm just relying on body language. One and one. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two and one to the batter. Holly King had a great spring working with the track team, Coach Gina Lorenz as well. 2-1 pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 2-2 now. King takes time, stands back in for the two-strike pitch. There it is, down low for a ball. Count should be full now. Three balls and two strikes to Holly King. Wallace back, and the motion down low, and she walked her. Holly King is aboard.
Better for Ithaca, number 8.
That'll bring up J.C. Maxwell. Mallory Wallace has done very well in that regard. That's the first walk that she has issued today. Here is Maxwell. She is 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first inning. Mallory Wallace set to work. The pitch down low, wild, back to the screen. The runner goes to second base easily, and then Holly King takes a wide turn. Deanna Wallace, the catcher, retrieves it. So a runner at second now for the Bulldogs, and only one away. One ball and no strikes. Wallace ready to work to Maxwell. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third. Error on Brad Lewis, third base coach. Knows he should have had it. 1-1. 3 runs for the Bulldogs on 6 hits. 1 run, 1 hit for Brookwood. A 1-1 offering is going to be taken for a strike. And the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. King back to second base. Here's the 1-2 offering. Changeup ripped toward the pitcher. Caught! And she turns and back to second in time is Holly King. J.C. Maxwell hit it on the nose, but right back to the pitcher. Here's Kelsey Coleman. Coleman today had a big 2-run home run back in the first inning. Bulldogs took that 2-0 lead early, and they've held the lead throughout the game. Here's the pitch, low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. We'll get another update from Hank Bray at the baseball diamond. Hopefully he can figure out the score here between innings. There's the pitch, bounced toward the pitcher. Nice backhand. Wallace throws in time for out number 3, and that will do it. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left on for the Bulldogs. 5 up and 5 down here on the Ithaca softball diamond in sectional semifinal softball. Bulldogs 3, Brookwood 1 on WRCO Radio Sports.
We're done with 3.5, and Ithaca Highland gets another run. They have score a run, 3 hits, no errors on 31 pitches. Due up for Ithaca is Sammy Clary, Hildby, and Banker. Now Ithaca is down 4-0.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Welcome back to Ithaca here on WRCO Radio. It is a 3-1 Bulldogs lead as we go to the 6th inning. So we are set, and the Bulldogs with a 2-run lead. Brookwood back to it here. Got their first hit last inning and their first run. Sophie Hyatt leads it off, looking for her first hit today. Maxwell ready to go. Here comes the pitch down low. Back to her away, 1 ball and no strikes. Back to Maxwell. They see a sophomore for the Bulldogs. Here comes the windup and the pitch. Ripped toward left. Base hit. Sophie Hyatt rounds first and looks as it's brought in by Kelsey Coleman. And the throw to first is wild and down the line, and she goes to second base. So Hyatt at second base now for the Falcons. The batter will be Paige Clark.
Now batting number 10, Paige Clark.
Clark today has struck out and been hit by a pitch. Number 8 hitter in the order for the Falcons. Maxwell back and ready. Ready to rock and roll. The batter shows bunt. It's a high pitch. King brings it down. Looks the runner back at second base. 1 ball and no strikes to the batter. 6th inning action. Runner at second. The pitch. Batter bunts it. It's popped up. King dives. Almost got it. In a cloud of dust, she hits the ground. She thought she had a good opportunity there. It would have been a tremendous play. Couldn't quite haul it in. That'll bring up 1-1 on Paige Clark. Maxwell back to work. And the pitch taken just a little bit on the inside corner for strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt back to the bag at second. 1-2 offering from Maxwell. There's the pitch. That one is called a strike, and there is one away. Nice pitch from JC. That'll bring up Katie Powell, number 17. She has walked both times. Number 9 hitter making her way to the plate for the Falcons in the top of the 6th inning. Tying run at the plate in this situation. Maxwell back on the rubber. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew it by. Nothing in one. Outfield still fairly deep in all fields against the number 9 hitter. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Strike call. 2 strikes on the batter. Hyatt remains at second base. Nothing in two from Maxwell. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there are 2 outs. 14 strikeouts for J.C. Maxwell. And here is Willow Posh, top of the order for Brookwood. She has walked, struck out, and grounded out. Hyatt remains at second base after that leadoff single. Went to second base on the throwing error. There's a swing and a miss. Nothing in one to Posh. Maxwell and the Bulldog defense trying to work out of it here in the sectional semifinal. Maxwell set again, the 0-1. Bouncing ball to first base. Picked up by Muller on the bag, unassisted for the out. And that will do it here in the 6th inning. The Bulldogs force Brookwood to strand the runner at second base. No runs and a hit. No errors and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number 6. The Bulldogs 3, Brookwood 1, WIAA softball tonight from WRCO Radio Sports.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right, get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
Kaylee Newkirk will lead it off for the Bulldogs. We're in the bottom of the 6th inning. She is 1-for-2 tonight. 3-1 Ithaca leading in WIAA tournament softball. Here's the pitch to Kaylee. Swing and a piece of it. Nothing and one to the hitter. Back it goes to Wallace. Mallory is gone the distance. Here comes the next pitch. That one down low. 1-1. This sport, you don't worry about pitch count so much. At least it's not regulated by the WIAA, 100 pitch count. 1-1, the pitch, changeup hit in the air to left field. The left fielder coming on, and she's got it. One up, one down in the Bulldog 6th inning. Emma Hilde will be the batter. Emma has grounded out and popped out. Brooklyn will have the 2, 3, and 4 batters up in the top of the seventh. Some power hitters there. The Bulldogs are up by 2. They wouldn't mind having an insurance run. This one bounced down the line. Oh, nice play that time by Coach Brad Lewis. Showing his skills. Nothing in one. Didn't use the crow hop. Remember, Elroy Pambu always had the crow hop. Pick it up and then hop a couple times. There's a pitch down low for a ball. 1-1. I used that in speedball, too. There was a game in Fayette that no one remembers, but speedball. Take the ball, you dribble it twice, and you can throw it up in the air and catch it twice, and then you got to pass it. Or throw it at the goal, which was like a soccer goal. And I understand that that's a real sport. Or not a sport, but a real sanctioned Fayette game. 2-1, the count to the batter, Hilby. The pitch, that one got away for ball 3. Another one that Coach Pambu used to play was long ball. And I looked it up, and that's a real thing, too. I thought it was something that he made up. 3-1 on the batter with 1 away in the bottom of the 6th. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. In that sport, you had a regulation first base, but then second base was like a mile away in center field. Full count on the batter. Here's the pitch. Down low, and the Bulldogs have a base runner here in the 6th inning.
Next batter for
Ithaca, number 2. One away for Maylee Klemer. She singled and scored last time. 1-for-2 officially for the Bulldogs. And for the Bulldogs, especially that tough part of the Brookwood order coming up, a run wouldn't be too bad here right now. There's a bunt out in front of the plate. That one is foul. Strike 1. Nothing in 1. Last word, the Bulldog baseball team trailing Highland 4-0. Highland coming in the lower seed, but they always have a good ball club. It's tough in these one-game situations, too, where you got to be your best. And baseball and softball are funny sports. There's a bunt out in front of the plate. Nice play by Mullenkamp. Throws her out at first. The sacrifice is complete as Hilby stops at second base. Sack bunt by Klemer and Alyssa Muller coming up. Muller today 1-for-2. She has an RBI. Got that third run home with a hit last time up in the 4th inning. If you played all of these games like at this level, let's say you play a best of 3, there would be a lot of different teams making it. But it's who's ever best that particular moment in time. This one is called a strike. Nothing in 1 to the batter. Muller with a lot of power as well for the Bulldogs. Stepping in again, the 0-1 from Wallace reached out and ripped the center in there for a base hit. And by the center fielder, the Bulldogs are going to score that insurance run. Here's Hilby coming in, Muller digging, and then she's going to stay at second base as that throw comes on from the outfield. So the Bulldogs score, and they take a 3-run lead in the 6th inning, 4-1. Over the Falcons, Jaden Boland coming up. That one sliced in there. She gets an RBI. 2 hits today for Alyssa. And Boland, the batter, she is 1-for-2. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and popped up. The catcher with her gear off and now runs out of room. It's out of play. Nothing in 1 to the batter. Back it goes to the pitcher. Wallace steps back. 0-1 offering the pitch. Bouncing ball back to the pitcher. This should do it. Wallace to first in time. And that will do it. But the Bulldogs do what they set out to do. Key sacrifice by Maylee Klemer, getting Hilby to scoring position and knocked in by Alyssa Muller. And the Bulldogs score a run on a base hit. There were no errors, and 1 left aboard. To the 7th we go, Ithaca 4 and Brookwood 1 on WRCO Radio Sports.
Bottom of 4 has been completed. No runs, 1 hit on 27 pitches, but the bases were loaded and threatening and couldn't get a rung across for the Bulldogs. Due up for Highland is Kreisinger, Smith, and Terrell. 4-0 at Ithaca at the regional.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
It is the top of the seventh. The Bulldogs are three outs away from going to the sectional final. 4-1, they lead it. Leading off for Brookwood will be the number two hitter, Reagan Mullenkamp, followed by Deanna Wallace and the cleanup batter, Emily Kunitz. 2, 3, and 4 batters against Maxwell and the Bulldog defense. Infield is drawn in. Maxwell looking in for the glove. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing at one to the batter. Winner plays on Thursday in the sectional final, the right to go to Goodman Diamond in Madison and play at the state. Nothing at one. Maxwell's pitch outside. 1-1. Back it goes to JC. Toes the rubber again. Here comes the pitch of the left-handed batter. That one got away. Ball two. Count goes to 2-1 to the hitter. Bulldogs three outs away here. They sometimes, those outs come tough. Late in the game. Here we go. 2-1. And here comes the pitch. That one swung on and lifted toward right. That's going to be in there for a base hit. Picked up by Boland and brings it in. So Brookwood with a leadoff hitter on here in the seventh inning. Deanna Wallace has walked twice and struck out. She'll be up. Brookwood, three runs down. Trying to get some base runners here. The Bulldogs trying to get some outs. Bulldogs three outs away. Brookwood three runs away from tying it. Here's the pitch. That's going to be called a little bit lower, is it? Nope, strike one, nothing and one. Runner back to first base, Mullenkamp. Here goes the 0-1 offering. Foul ball, first base side, and just away from Alyssa Muller. Good hustle. Well, that would have been a big play. Just off of her outstretched glove. And against the screen, two strikes on the batter. Maxwell back into the motion. There's the pitch down low. Back to first base. Close play. They got her. Holy mackerel. The throw by Holly King over to Alyssa Muller, and they pick off the runner. Wow. One away here in the seventh inning, and what a big out it is. Wallace back in. So one away. Two strikes on the batter. Here's the pitch. Down low. 1-2. That had to give the Bulldogs a little bit of confidence. I think sometimes there are some nerves when you get to the seventh and you're looking for those three outs and you get that one that way. Maybe a little confidence here. Pitch is down low for a ball. 2-2 to the hitter. Kunitz due next. RBI leader. For her team, probably the conference as well. Has not had a hit today. Here's the 3-2 down low, and there's a runner aboard. So Wallace walks, and the batter, Emily Kunitz. Walk-wise for J.C. Maxwell, I believe that's number 8. So here is Kunitz. The runner aboard, one away in the top of the seventh inning. There's the pitch. Change up is down low. One ball and no strikes. Bulldogs know they need to be oh so careful against her. Do have a three-run lead. One out, runner at first base. One and nothing. Here's the pitch to Kunitz. Down low, ball two. Two and nothing to the hitter. Well, as Ringo Starr said many years ago, and I can only quote rock songs, it don't come easy. You know it don't come easy. Runner at first base for Wallace. Checking the sign with her coach. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from Maxwell. It's high. Ball three. Three and nothing to the hitter. Mallory Wallace due next. She doubled last time. 3-0 offering, and here's the pitch. Taken for ball four on the inside part of the plate, or just off the inside, and that's going to bring it to Mallory Wallace.
Number 25.
Deanna Wallace to second base. Emily Kunitz at first, and here's a visit from Paula Boland out of the Bulldog dugout. Second time today that she has been to the middle of the infield to talk with her pitcher and the infield. One away, and again, boy, was that runner that was picked off at first base, is that a big play right now? My goodness. Bases would have been loaded and nobody out. As it stands, it's still a struggle, but not as bad. Runners at second and third. One out, and we're going to see a pitching change. Ariana Lewis has come in to do the pitching. Ariana was the winning pitcher when they played Brookwood a couple of weeks ago in a non-conference game. So J.C. Maxwell leaves the game here in the seventh inning. She walks 9 today and strikes out 14. Also, gives up a total of 3 base hits. So Lewis starts the warm-up. Let's go back to the station and see if we've got an update. We'll take a break here. We're in the seventh, 4-1 Ithaca on WRCO Sports.
Bottom of 4.5. Highland still up 4-0 on Ithaca. The Cardinals coming out with no runs, one hit on 14 pitches. Stranded a base runner. Due up for Ithaca is Jones, Nelson, and Bolin. 4-0 here at Ithaca Regional.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Here we go. Ariana Lewis in for relief today, and she'll face the number 5 hitter, Mallory Wallace. One out, runners at first and second. 4-1 Ithaca leading here in this semifinal, top of 7. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Lewis with 12 of Ithaca's 19 wins this year. Her and Maxwell have been a good 1-2 combination. All year long, nothing and one. Lewis set. Here comes the pitch. That is a little bit outside. Count goes to 1-1 on the batter. Deanna Wallace at second. Emily Kunitz at first. Tying run at the plate. 1-1. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Count goes to 2-1. Couple of swings for Mallory Wallace. Back in and ready to go. The right-handed batter facing Lewis. Here's the 2-1 offering. It is taken for a strike. 2-2 to the batter. Molly Hansen due next for the Falcons. Trying to rally on the road today against the host Bulldogs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch from Lewis, swing and a miss, and there are 2 away. That'll bring up Molly Hansen. 2 aboard, 2 away. Top of 7, and the Bulldogs 1 out away from playing in the sectional softball final. Lewis toes the rubber. Hanson cocks the bat. Lewis ready to rock, and here's the pitch. It's high. One ball and no strikes. Each time both runners go about halfway and then get back. 4-1 Bulldogs. Dying run again at the plate. 1-0 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball and one strike. Ariana Lewis heating it up here for the Bulldogs. Trying to continue to befuddle the Brookwood hitters. 1-1. Lewis toes the rubber. The 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Lots of chatter going on here today at Ithaca. Deanna Wallace at second. Emily Kunitz at first. One ball, two strikes on Molly Hanson of Brookwood. Here's Lewis into the motion. The pitch, swing and a miss. They got her, and this one is over. The Bulldogs are going to play in the sectional final game. Ariana Lewis comes in on the relief stint and strikes out the last two batters, and this one belongs to the Bulldogs. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. The final score in 6 1/2 innings, it is Ithaca 4, Brookwood 1 in WIAA sectional semifinal softball. Stay with us. Our postgame show is coming up, and we'll also have the Duncan Rewards play of the game in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
We are at the end of five at Ithaca Baseball Field between the Highland Cardinals and the Ithaca Bulldogs. End of five, the score is 4-0 Cardinals over the Bulldogs. Ithaca had zero runs, no hits, and no errors on 12 pitches. And on to the sixth we go.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to Ithaca here on WRCO Radio, the Duncan Rewards play of the game. But we look back to a couple of key plays. You know, something we haven't done this year, but I'm going to go with a sacrifice bunt by Maley Plemer, which got the runner in scoring position, laid down perfectly, and then the base hit by Alyssa Muller. And even though it didn't play in the final score, it was an insurance run, and I think it gave the Bulldogs a little bit of a fire there, getting into the sixth inning and passed into the seventh. So we'll go with that, and the RBI hit by Alyssa Muller, who has two RBIs today. She is 2-for-3, helping the Bulldogs to victory. 4-1, Ithaca gets the victory. Duncan rewards you when you stop by in Richland Center with all kinds of reward points and great offers. Stop by for more. The Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Here's great news for roofing contractors. America's number one selling shingle is now even better. GAF Timberline HDZ shingles now feature patented layer lock technology that mechanically fastens the common bond. What does that mean for you? A larger nailing area. In fact, the GAF's Right Zone nailing area is up to 600% larger than traditional shingles for faster, more accurate installations. But the best news is this. You can find GAF Timberline HDZ shingles at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978. and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome back. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is continuing here tonight. WRCO Radio. Ithaca wins it in 6.5 tonight, 4-1, the final. Kaylee Newkirk joins us. How's this one feel to get the victory?
Oh, it's awesome. Last year we got beat out in the sectional semifinal, so it feels good to finally get that and make it to the sectional final.
Was it a little bit nerve-wracking out there, especially toward the end of the game?
Oh, yes, definitely. It was just like, oh, all the nerves are up there. But you know what? We did so good. Ari ended the game for us, and that was great. Two strikeouts for her.
I am curious. When did you find out that the game was going to be tonight? Did you know that much over the weekend before graduation?
Oh, no. We found out last night. So kind of quick turnaround here, but we've still pulled it through, so that's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it probably didn't give you a lot of time. I mean, this time of year, it's kind of fun just to go play, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. We kind of our sick of practices. We just want to go play.
So you don't know who you play yet. It's just good to be playing another day, right?
Yes, definitely. Any day we get is awesome.
Good. Well, I want to brag. I called two of your three career home runs here. So maybe we'll see another one on Thursday. Huh?
Let's see. Let's hope. I'm due.
Thanks for coming up. Ariana Lewis. Was it nerve-wracking coming in a relief effort there to get the last out?
A little bit, but I knew I had a defense behind me, so as long as I threw strikes, they were going to get it.
Do you come in much on relief? I mean, you usually start the games, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes I'll come in, but usually not. So it's first time.
What were you thinking when you went out there to pitch? I mean, you know, you got to get in the mindset. You're just looking to make them swing the bat, right?
Yeah, just looking to throw strikes. That's all I was hoping for.
Another win for this team, a chance to play another day, and for the seniors, another high school event. That's got to be fun, right?
Yes, definitely. I'm not ready to be done, and I know the team isn't either. We're going to keep going.
What's your dear old dad say? Does he do some coaching at home for you, does he?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
So I'm guessing he's just going to tell you to keep doing what you're doing, right?
Yep.
Congratulations on the win here tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, this fan feels good up here. Was it hot out there on the field, Alyssa?
It was really hot out there.
Alyssa Muller joined us. So you're out there. You had a chance to knock in a couple of runs. How good did that feel today?
That felt amazing. I've been waiting for that for a long time. I mean, yeah, it's just amazing.
One of the tougher games you've played here, right?
Yeah.
and you got through a couple of the toughest hitters as well. They're certainly tough ones at the top of the order there. Once you got by them, that was kind of key, wasn't it?
Yeah, very.
So graduation, was that a good time?
It was a good time. Yeah. Sad, but that's good.
Sad but true. So you guys have had a lot of fun. Any idea how many games you guys have played together over the years? Got to be an astronomical number, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know the number, but yeah, it has to be. So
this one's got to take the cake, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
To the sectional final. Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. And Holly King joins us. Holly, how does this one feel?
Pretty good. Hot weather, putting the gear on. I'm glad we got this game over in 7 at least.
Yeah.
Not going to 8.
As the catcher, yeah, you kind of take the brunt wearing all that equipment, don't you?
Definitely. But I'm glad the pitchers weren't throwing too wild today. Maybe a little bit in the beginning, but she locked back in and then Ari finished strong. So.
Got it done. What does this team have to do if you're going to get to state, play at Goodman Diamond next week?
Honestly, if everybody plays consistent, it's not hard to get runs, not hard to get plays. You just have to play consistent.
This spring's been a good one for you. You had a chance to do some track, too, didn't you?
Yep. Sadly, I didn't make it to the regionals for throwing. Otherwise, I probably would have made it sectionals. But I got to make it for the 4x4 and then get cooked. So.
Well, it worked out pretty well for you. So, good. This is a good one to celebrate. You'll celebrate a little bit, but then you'll go right back to practice tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Better be outside even though it's raining. I don't like practicing inside.
Yeah, that should be done by now, I would think, anyway. Hopefully the rain lets up and lets you do it. So were you surprised to play this one today?
Yeah, considering we got told at like 8 o'clock last night while we were at a graduation party last minute. It was a bit surprising. Well, I mean, we saw the baseball guys had a group huddle in the middle of a graduation party, and then we figured out shortly after that we also had the game tomorrow. I mean, the game today, I guess.
Yeah, and the rest is history. You made it work here, so congratulations on the win. We appreciate it. We'll see you on Thursday then.
See you on Thursday. Thank you.
You bet. Holly King, join us along with Alyssa Muller and Ariana Lewis and Kaylee Newkirk. Bulldogs win 4-1 the final. Thanks, ladies. The final count here today, the Bulldogs win by 3. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more in a moment from the softball diamond here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
We have completed the first half of the sixth, headed to the bottom of the sixth, with due up Sammy Clary, Hilgby, and Mac Neef for the Bulldogs. Sammy Clary finished his day with around 98 pitches. And Jaden Keller now come on in the top of the sixth to finish this game out for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs need to look for some hits here and continue to be cautious on the base paths. 4-0 Cardinals over the Bulldogs in the middle of the sixth.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Horton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Horton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Horton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldog girls make it a win, 4-1, the final score here tonight. Two-run home run from Kelsey Coleman in the first inning. Got the Bulldogs off to a nice lead, and then they were up 3-0 in the fourth inning with an RBI single from Alyssa Muller. Brookwood would add a run or get a run in the fifth inning after a walk and then eventually a double by Mallory Wallace, and it was a 3-1 game. The Bulldogs would add a run in the sixth inning to the insurance. Emma Hilby walked, was sacrificed by Bailey Plemer, and then another hit by Alyssa Muller. She has two RBIs and is 2-for-3 leading the Bulldogs. The winning pitcher is J.C. Maxwell, walks 9, strikes out 14, and gives up 3 hits. And Ariana Lewis came on for 2 batters and struck them both out to nail down the win here for the Bulldogs. Their 20th of the season. That is pretty nice as well for the Bulldogs. It's been a great season for them, and certainly they hope it's 21. They go on to play coming up Thursday at Blair Taylor, and that'll be in the sectional final for the WIAA Division IV. And I believe that game coming up in the WIAA playoffs, the game in the opposite bracket is still scheduled for tomorrow. So there's a chance that that one would be played, and they might be playing back-to-back days, which I'm not sure if that's an advantage or disadvantage, but Columbus Catholic playing Blair Taylor in the semifinal, and the winner will face the Bulldogs coming up on Thursday at Blair Taylor High School. That is a 5 p.m. game time, start time for that game. Well, anyway, thanks to you for listening. Our engineer, Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed, and Paul and Andrea Newkirk in the booth always do a great job. Enjoy working with them. And for Zach Tomei and the crew here, Brad Lewis and Paula Boland and the staff, congratulations. Bulldogs get a 4-1 victory over Brookwood ending the Falcon season at 12-11. Coming up, we have another report from the Ithaca baseball diamond. Here are the final 4-1. Ithaca gets the win over Brookwood in WIAA sectional semifinal softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
From Ithaca High School, we now have completed six in the regional final against Highland and Ithaca. Highland's up 4-0. John Dreschmeyer comes in relief, pitching for the Cardinals. Caden Keller comes to the mound for the Bulldogs. 4-0 in the bottom stanza. It is number 7 with Dreschmeyer, Dorda, and Keisinger up to do for the Cardinals.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Today we look at high school track and field athletes as we look at the upcoming WIAA State Track and Field Championships going on this very weekend in La Crosse. For Richland Center, the boys 4x2 relay, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Budden, and Madeline Huber in the girls' shot put competition. For River Valley, Wesley Hatfield advances to state in two different events, including the 100 and the 200-meter dash. For Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee, their lone representative, he'll be running in both the 1600 and 3200 races. Kickapoo LaFarge has a whole host of athletes. The 4x4 relay team of Adric Eggie, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter. The 4x8 team with Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter. Adric Eggie will be competing in the 200 dash along with the 400 and the long jump. Adam Boyson will be taking part in the boys' high jump competition in Division III action at State in La Crosse this weekend. The Kickapoo LaFarge girls 4x1 relay team, Katie Rando, Avea Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsaucer, and the girls 4x2 relay of Jewel Kleinsaucer, Avea Young, Chloe Walter, and Katie Rando, and the 4x4 girls relay, Katie Rando, Annika Waslick, Kendall Andelsek, and Jaden Snagel. Avea Young will be competing in the girls' 100-meter dash, and Jaden Snagel in the 400-meter dash. Good luck to all of the track participants.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's been a long, cold, hard September, and I'm wishing for the days you and I had everything. I can't believe in just 3 months I find myself wishing for a way to your heart. That summer love, it got a hold of me, dancing around in those damn bare feet. The look in your eyes, I just can't be beat tonight. Summer love, we had a little too much fun, kissing and making love all around the way. The but you said it's just a summer love. Yeah, you said it's just a summer love. You're not supposed to call me baby or 2 a.m. talks about how you wanna see me. I can't believe in just 3 months I find myself wishing for a way to your heart. That summer love, it got a hold of me, dancing around in those damn bare feet. The look in your eyes, it just can't be beat tonight. Summer love, we had a little too much fun, kissing and making love all around. The way that your hand just fit right into mine, but you said it's just a summer love. Yeah, you said it's just a summer love.
At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the Root Beer Float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the Root Beer Float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a Root Beer Float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family, starting tomorrow, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The newest evolution of Farmall elevates performance, comfort, and styling. To continue the legacy of this legendary tractor, the new Farmall Medium Utility C-Series features four models that combine power and technology for use on the farm and in the field. Field ops connectivity enables geolocation and remote monitoring of machine functions, while a heavy-duty front axle, increased hydraulic flow, and more rear lift capacity provide the power to handle more work with ease. Case IH, built by farmers. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more about the all-new Farmall C. The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decoratings Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
From Prairie to Sac to Platteville, there are farmers who would do this work with their eyes closed, but they don't. They stay sharp, stay cautious, and stay safe. Even when they've planted the same field for 30 years, they treat every day like it's the first time, because they know the land can still surprise you. This message in support of agriculture is sponsored by the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
And I'm Tim Thied, hoping you're having a great Monday evening. And thank you for tuning into the high school broadcast that we had earlier. It was Ithaca against Brookwood, and they ended up winning 3-1. Ithaca did, so they advanced onto the regional finals. And as you probably heard, if you were listening to the game, Henry Bray's been sending us reports from the Ithaca baseball game, Ithaca versus Highland tonight. Again, that's the sectional semifinals. So here's Henry with another report from that game.
We were in the bottom of the seventh. Due up, Highland had no runs on one hit, no on 11 pitches. Due up for the Bulldogs is Burns, Brown, and Jones. 4-0 Cardinals. Leading here in the bottom of the seventh at Ithaca.
100.9 WRCO.
There's something about the way the street looks when it's just rain. There's a glow off the pavement. You walk me to the car, and you know I wanna ask you to dance right there in the middle of the parking lot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're driving down the road. I wonder if you know I'm trying so hard not to get caught up.
Yeah.
It's a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Boulder, Colorado, charges formally filed against the suspect in the flamethrower attack Sunday. Police say targeting a Jewish group holding a rally supporting the release of Hamas-held hostages in Gaza. Mohammed Solomon facing 16 attempted murder charges along with a federal hate crime count. Boulder District Attorney Michael Dougherty says the charges send a message.
What you see here today is us standing shoulder to shoulder, ensuring that justice is done in response to this tragic and terrible attack. We stand united in denouncing hate, terror, and violence in this community.
Two victims remain in critical condition from the attack. Homeland Security says Solomon overstayed his tour.